Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, the title of today's message is Don't Be Half-Hearted. In other words, don't go through the motions. We need to, everything we do it as we're doing it unto the Lord. Now, we've all dealt with people throughout our lives, whether it was growing up while we were playing on a baseball team, football team, basketball team, where people just seemed to be half-hearted. They wouldn't give it everything they've got. And there's times where we've had school projects and we were put in groups and we always had group members that just kind of half-heartedly contributed. And in the end, it ends up hurting the whole rather than just hurting that one person. So then we have to stop and ask ourselves, when we are half-heartedly serving God, how does that affect the body of Christ? Friends, you might think that you're not affecting anybody else, but you truly are. And we also need to ask ourselves, if we're half-heartedly serving God, what does God think about that? The more I ponder on that question, the more it scares me. So the first thought is half-heartedness or serving the Lord half-heartedly leads to trust issues with the Lord. Now, Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, let's think about how this is worded. It could just say, trust in the Lord and lean not on thine own understanding. But it doesn't say that. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So if we stop and think about it, if we're half-heartedly trusting the Lord, we're opening the door in our heart for Satan to come in and deteriorate and meddle with our trust in the Lord, for him to whisper lies in our hearts and our minds to get it to disrupt our trust in the Lord. And we won't trust in him with all our heart because we've half-heartedly approached our trust in him. We become cold, we become bitter, we become angry with God, and God has nothing to do with it because we were just simply half-heartedly trusting in him. But friends, we need to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Give him all our heart, leaving nothing behind. Just completely trust in him with all our heart. And don't lean on your own understanding, because that's what Satan wants you to do. We want to walk by sight, but not by faith. But the Bible tells us that the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. Now, the second passage of scripture I want you to think about is 1 Samuel 7:3. And half-heartedness leads to defeat. Now here in 1 Samuel 7:3, it says, and Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, let's think about this. For Israel had gotten into sin because of their half-heartedness. They were being oppressed by the Philistines. They were having problems with the Philistines, and they could not deliver themselves, and they were crying out to the Lord. And it's all because of their disobedience to the Lord. And you might say, well, Joel, I'm not being disobedient. If you're half-heartedly serving him, yes, you are, because you're not giving him your whole heart. And I want you to notice the conditions here that Samuel points out. He says, if you do return unto the Lord, but he adds a condition to it. With all your hearts. He just doesn't say, if you do return unto the Lord. He puts that condition on it. If you're going to return to the Lord, it has to be with your whole heart. And he says, If you return with your whole heart, with all your heart, then you put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth that's among you. Now you might say, well, Joel, I don't worship idols. No, our idols aren't like it was in biblical times. But if you are so emotionally entwined with something else of this world, the cares of this world, or whatever it might be that affects your relationship with God, it could be tangible, it could be intangible. But if you got such an emotional tie to that, that it's affecting our relationship and our service to our God, yes, you are guilty, and I am guilty of idolatry. Anything that we put before our God is idolatry. But he says, if you return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then you put away your strange idols. And then after that, you prepare your hearts. In other words, you consecrate yourself. You confess all your sins, and you have a heart. You just don't say, Lord, forgive me of this sin. You have a heartfelt repentance. How many times have we asked the Lord to forgive us of our sins, but we really don't have a heartfelt repentance in our heart to turn away from that sin and sin no more? So see, he's saying, prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only. And if you meet these conditions, it says, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. But friends, if we choose to half-heartedly serve the Lord, we are setting ourselves up for living a defeated life. We are setting ourselves up for being cold and hard-hearted toward God and bitter toward God. And God has absolutely nothing to do with it, because it's our fault, because we're half-heartedly serving him. But then, as we go to 1 Samuel 12:24, it says, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. Now, it's easy for us to go back and study through the book of Exodus and go through the Old Testament and see how great things that God did for Israel. And it's easy for us to say, well, why in the world does Israel do what they do? Look at what God's told them. Friends, you and I need to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, why do we do the things that we've done? Because we don't stop and consider and think about the great things that God has done for us. For we live in a society of, God, what have you done for me lately? And we don't stop. We don't take a step back and look at the big picture and think about all the great, wonderful things that our Savior has done for us, starting for him dying and bleeding on the cross of Calvary. And on the third day, he resurrected. And there was a day, if you've truly been saved, that you came to him, you confessed your sins, you believed on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he miraculously saved your soul. He wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And that is a great thing that he has done for me. It is a great thing that he has done for you. But friends, how many times do we just simply take that for granted? And then, throughout our Christian life, if we just take a step back and consider the times that he has spoke to us, the time that he has delivered us from things, whether it was sickness, whether it was addiction, whatever it might have been, how many times do we just simply take what God has done for us for granted, and we won't take a step back and praise his holy name for the great things that he has done for us? But it says, Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth. What does that mean? We serve Him in truth. That means we confess our sins. We agree with God for what is sin. We walk according to His paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And we do that with all our heart, not just partially. Not just partially. But friends, we all need to take a step back and get out of this busy world that we live in, this sin-cursed world that we live in. Take a step back and consider the great things that God has done for us. In other words, be still and know that He is God. Now, the last passage of Scripture is in Jeremiah 29:13. Half-heartedness leads to, you can't find God. You just can't find Him. And we wonder, where is He? Where is He? In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "And ye shall seek me and find me." And here comes the condition. "When ye shall search for me with all your heart." Friends, why do we have churches that are cold as they can be? Why do we have defeated Christians that are cold? Because you can't find God. We're trying to half-heartedly serve Him, and we're not searching for Him. We're not seeking for Him with all our heart. Now you might ask yourself, why do we have to search for God? Paul spoke of that mystery. We find God in the secret places, and we have to search for Him when we sin. And when we sin, we put a barrier between us and God, and we have to search Him, and we have to search for Him because our God is a jealous God, and we're to have no other gods before Him, and we are to search for Him like it's something that we just cannot live without. It's something that is so important in our life, and you know that when we lose something that affects our day-to-day life or something that we have a very strong emotional attachment to, we will search for it. We will turn our house upside down until we find it. So why don't we search for God the same way? For friends, if we're not searching for God with all our heart, then we're living a half-hearted Christian life. And friend, I'm just not preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. For my Savior led me to these Scriptures to draw me closer to Him, to show me my half-heartedness, to show me that I need to seek Him with a full heart and see and serve Him with a whole heart and leaving nothing behind and completely trusting Him with all my heart. Friends, this is a very convicting message. But everything our Lord does for us is for our benefit, to make us more Christ-like, so that we can shine and show a lost and a dying world the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ that came and lived a perfect life and went to the cross of Calvary, suffered that humiliation, shed His blood, died on that cross, and on the third day He defeated death, hell, and the grave, and He completed the plan of salvation so that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So my prayer for you and for me is to don't serve God half-heartedly. We need to trust Him with all our heart. We need to prepare our hearts. We need to get rid of the idols, things that we put before Him. Prepare our hearts before Him and serve Him in truth and consider all the great things that He's done for us. And we need to be able to seek Him and find Him when we search for Him with all our heart. And that's my prayer for myself. That's my prayer for you, my friend, that we will serve God with a whole heart. And that's today's message. I hope something has been said that will draw you closer to your Savior. And as I've run out of time, I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.